And so I invite you now to close your outer eyes if you've not already done so. Take a few deep healing breaths, breathing in, breathing out. Allow your body to relax and your mind to clear. Let go of any worries, fears, thoughts of lack, and turn within to that inner sanctuary of your own soul. It only takes a moment to turn away from any struggles of this relative world to the truth of your being. It only takes a moment to align with the presence and power within. And so open your heart to God's pure, unconditional love, healing power, guiding light, soothing peace, and sustaining strength. Open your heart to the ever-abiding goodness of God. Know that the power within you is greater than any power in this world. You are more than your body. You are more than your thoughts and feelings. You are more than what happens to you in this outer world. You are created in the image and likeness of God. You are an individualized expression of the living, loving Spirit. We honor Myrtle Fillmore this day, and she wrote, "Each day you should have a period of stillness when your soul may gather sustaining power and restoring life. God gives freely. God gives freely. It is for us to keep the receiving channels open." Let us prepare to do that right now. If you have a question on your heart, a struggle in your soul, a need for physical healing, a need for healing of a relationship, a prosperity challenge, or a need for peace, take it in within right now. Turn your pivotal soul away from any appearance of lack to the goodness of your being. Claim divine guidance now. Allow divine wisdom to fill your soul and show you the way for a few moments now in the silence. And now, let us come together as a greater church community in communal gratitude for this divine guidance. Let us set the intention to leave this sacred time renewed with new understanding that we are more than our bodies, that we are individualized expressions of God with all the love, peace, power, and wisdom we need in our personal lives and also to move forward as a greater church community. One with the very mind of God, we move to embrace infinite possibilities of good. And we are so grateful, and so it is, and so we joyously and fully allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say amen. And let us now end our time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.